this is Atlanta, and we've talked about these cars a few times before. The Waymo vehicles, they're now available in Atlanta, and dozens of them. These are the driverless vehicles that will pick you up and take you somewhere, the Waymo. There are dozens of them in one neighborhood in Atlanta circling around in a cul-de-sac. And nobody knows why.
You're telling me they didn't program the Waymos how to handle cul-de-sacs?
Guess not. They have a problem in the cul-de-sac.
Nonstop. Yeah.
It's nonstop in the cul-de-sac. And neighbors are saying, we got to get these Waymos out of here.
Yesterday morning, we had 50 cars that came through between 6 and 7. And we had, at one point, 8 Waymos that were stuck trying to figure out how to turn around.
I don't know how to get out of here.
50 Waymos.
50 Waymos that were all there. The cars aren't bringing anyone home. They're completely empty. And locals say, we got to get out of here. What's going on?
I can't leave my driveway. There's a Waymo blocking.
Waymo blocking.
Has there ever been a bigger selling point to a house than a cul-de-sac, by the way?
Oh, it's fantastic.
You hear it in every home.
On a cul-de-sac.
You're like, oh my God, it's on a cul-de-sac. Oh, we need to look at that.
No through traffic. You know, you're just down there. You're down there by yourself.
Don't you live on a cul-de-sac?
That's private.
Okay. All right.
Yes, the drive is private. I've seen it.
That's private. Everything about it is private. Yeah. That's right. I'd like it to be pristine. I don't want any.
He loves a cul-de-sac.
I love a cul-de-sac. I drove that Chevy Traverse to Savannah this week.
Yes.
Now, that is not a self-driving vehicle, but it does have a feature. It's something about cruise, like adaptive cruise or something like that. That's not quite the right term, but when you get out on the highway, it says, do you want to use the hands-free cruise?
I got you, baby.
It does. Mm. Let me tell you, that was something. That's about a five-hour drive. And I would say for 4 of the 5 hours, my hands were off the wheel and my feet were not on the pedals. What a discovery.
And would it pass cars that were slower?
Okay, so here's how you do it. At least in this vehicle. This is the Chevy Traverse. I got it from Wayne Thomas Chevrolet. They were so nice to give it to me and everything. And I loved it.
Great looking vehicle.
Beautiful. So you get out on the highway. Now, you can't just do it around town, but you get out on the highway and it says, would you like to use hands-free? And you get up to the speed you want to go. So the speed limit was 70. I put it on 76, 77, you know. Hit it. Now you're going 77 miles per hour. If it comes up on a car going slower,
You want me to pass this bitch? Just say the word.
It says.
You're coming up on a slow car. You want
voice activated.
Pass this slow hoe.
Slow hoe in front of you. Get your ass around this thing.
We got places to be.
That's right. You got a pickleball tournament going. You need to get down there. So it will stay whatever it's programmed to stay. Like mine was 2 car lengths behind the car. So it will slow down and stay 2 car lengths behind that car. If I want to pass it, I hit the turn signal to go, for instance, left around it. It looks and it goes around it. So then it does it for you, except you have to hit the turn signal. Now, when I first started, I was just like, and I couldn't believe it.
Now, could you do other things with your hands? I mean, could you look at your phone? Or
yes, but surreptitiously, you're supposed to keep your eyes on the road.
Of course.
So at one point I was like looking down at my phone too much and it made my butt vibrate.
Hey.
Hey.
Up here.
It puts a prong up your butt to make sure.
Yeah.
Make sure
you watching the road?
Yeah. Better be watching. And a cup of coffee comes on the screen and says, you don't need to wake up, do you? Because you looking.
Me. That was the thing that they were on my way to Savannah.
Cup of coffee.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was like, do you need to wake up? And it's like, no. I just had my arm covering the sensor.
That's the thing. At one point, I put my head over on the window, just like lean my head against it.
So the saddest car ride.
And then a red cup of coffee came on there and said, we strongly advise you get off the road. You're leaning your head against the window.
You're doing the heavy lifting here, man.
That's what I thought. And it did it beautifully, beautifully. But then every once in a while, like when construction would come along, it would buzz my butt and go, we don't understand this. You better take the wheel.
Road hazard.
It would tell you that.
It's a good thing you didn't, come up to a cul-de-sac.
Look what these Waymos are doing. Look, you can't do that. Exactly. So you have to, but it navigated 80% of my drive. And I'll tell you this, when I got to Savannah after the 5-hour drive, I didn't feel nearly as tired as you usually feel. You know, it was different.
Did you get bored, though? I mean, I feel like, what do you do with your hands, you know?
A little bit of boredom. I did not do that. I didn't, you know.
No, it's not your car. God, no.
They are watching, but I'm sure there was some temptation.
Well, that was the other thing. Because the camera's on you at all times, so when I started to, like, pick my nose, I was like,
no. But I don't think it's disgusting. A camera. I think it's a sensor.
I do, too. He called it a camera, but I bet you're right. It's not a person or anything watching you.
Just goes, yeah.
Cheryl, you know this thing about the driving where it drives for you, cruise control on the highway. Go ahead.
It's called Super Cruise.
Yeah, I had Super Cruise. Do you use it?
I do sometimes. It comes with the car for like 3 years.
Did you love it?
But you have to keep your eyes on the road because, like, picking up my cup and drinking.
Yep.
After a little bit, it'll start blinking at me that I've been too distracted, so it'll shut off if you're looking away for too long.
Yeah, it tells you.
You can't play on your phone.
No, you cannot. That's true. Now, I would try to do that just by barely looking down and texting while I was going. Yeah.
Just doing nothing.
Did you like the feature? You like it, Cheryl?
I do, but you got to be careful not to use it for too much because it will shut off if part of the road does not have that option.
Correct. It did that to me a few times. It would be like, I can't read these sensors. Bzz, bzz, bzz. I was like, oh, crap. I better get my hands on the
wheel. These roads, we must be in South Carolina.
Yeah. Thank you, Cheryl. It was a brilliant thing, though. I have to say, I was amazed by it. And I felt so much more rested even after a five-hour drive. I realized, oh, that's why.
Okay.
That's the whole thing. So I was very,
very I am interested, yeah.
It's really interesting.
I'll tell you, I want a car, and I moved to this. Chris Dem was always, I want self-driving cars.
Yeah.
I'm with him now. You know, I had BB Shea when I had car trouble. He picked me up for a few days. I must say, that was just great.
Oh, because he was driving.
He was driving.
Yeah.
And I got used to that. And I really, if I could get a self-driving car tomorrow, I'd be like, take out the front seat so I have leg room.
Yeah.
Just leave me the back.
Yep.
I'm good. Let's go. Drive
you. You do have to keep your eyes on the road.
Yeah. For now.
I'm waiting for the day where I just want to be picked up in a back seat and said, let's go.
I mean, that's what these other cars are, the Waymos.
Yeah.
Well, the Waymos, now does it bother you that things like this continue to happen? These people in Atlanta are saying, like, they've had to put up signs saying, watch out for children playing. They put that in the street to keep the Waymos from going through because you see this kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, they got to work that out.
Mm-hmm. Parents are concerned because there are kids and pets all around, and the Waymo has increased traffic to otherwise quiet neighborhood streets. They're going through there all the time, apparently. People are being dropped off by Waymos, and then they get stuck. You know, those Waymos have been...
you feel like the cul-de-sac would have been covered.
Yeah. Yeah, you feel like they would have gotten...
like they would have understood that, okay, there's one way in and out, and you can leave.
I told you the other day, I picked up my dry cleaning on the way home from work.
Still got a lot of questions about that, but yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, you did mention church this morning, too, so I think we're starting to see.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
So the person put the dry cleaning in the back seat of the car, and when I pulled into the garage, it said, don't forget to check the back seat. You got something back there. That was incredible.
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Is that standard practice with dry cleaning, them putting it in the back seat for you?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is.
You're not familiar with the dry cleaning?
I've never used one. I've not been privileged enough to use one.
Is that really that surprising?
You've never had any clothes dry clean?
No. This is not surprising.
You know who I am?
I forget sometimes.
You don't have to get your shorts dry cleaned after you go to the funeral.
See?
Oh,
exactly.
Right.
She's right.
Yeah, once you're at the funeral in shorts, you don't need to get those dry cleaned. Mine's a drive-through dry cleaner, and they come out and hang them on that hook in the back seat of the car. Mm-hmm. Yes, they do that. Which I don't do a whole lot of dry cleaning, but it was it was nice when I couldn't believe the car remembered. It's like, don't forget the backseat.
Well, that's mostly for your baby.
Right. That's why they do it.
Yeah.
And then like to open the back hatch of this Chevy Traverse, you just wave your hand near it.
Oh, that's been around 15 years, man.
Golly.
Not in his car.
That's it. I forget. You don't.
He's got to stick his key in the trunk to open it.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, you're still in hold on, let me pop that world.
Yeah, you just stick your foot under it. It comes up. I was amazed.
Yeah.
This is a high-tech vehicle for me, for sure.